In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 7, it says this, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So, neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. I want you to go back and look at that one word, so. Paul is taking us back to the question of, what is Apollos and what is Paul? He's wrapping up his answer with a few concluding remarks, and one of those remarks is that Paul the planter and Apollos the waterer are nothing. They, in and of themselves, are powerless. They are not praiseworthy. They are simply doing what they've been told to do by the owner of the farmland. Farmers have a responsibility, and they can be diligently faithful in that responsibility, but without the sun, without the right temperatures, without the rain, there will be no growth on the farm. They have to depend upon a higher providence to effect the change. They simply set the stage. So why in the world would people put the farmhand or the busboy on their shoulders and parade them around like they had done something great? You know, a few months ago, we had all sorts of packages arriving at our door. And I think our kids knew that for the most part, those were Christmas presents showing up. But you know what our kids didn't do, nor did my wife, nor did I do this. When we saw the postman coming up through the yard to leave a box at the door, they didn't run out to him and jump in his arms, dousing him with, thank you, as if he was the one who was giving the gift. The UPS man didn't take the time to think about what my children might want or need. The UPS man didn't purchase the gift. The UPS man didn't give the gift. He was just faithful to make sure the gift arrived safe and sound to the right people. So let me ask you a question. When you sit down and enjoy a great meal, do you praise the fork and the spoon? When you read an incredible piece of literature, do you worship the pen? When you see an exquisite painting, do you bow down to the paintbrush? Well, neither should a church elevate ministry leaders, worship ministry leaders, or try to build kingdoms around ministry leaders. God's kingdom is not built around busboys. It's built around the glory and the honor and the power and the work of Christ. It's in Him that we boast. To try and build kingdoms around busboys and farmhands is, well, it's just simply foolish. It's worldly. The world doesn't recognize the divine hand in anything. The world memorializes the paintbrush without ever recognizing the divine artist. The world deifies the creation without ever recognizing the divine creator. And to have this going on in God's church is simply unacceptable. This is the very thing that God's wrath is revealed against. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. Claiming to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images, resembling mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. This is what was at stake. This was the path the Corinthians were headed down, and it was causing deep division within the church and was disabling their witness to the world around them. Power and authority do not come from a title or salary. It comes from God's word and is displayed through the faithfulness of the servant to do his task. As you pray today, please remember Joe Costa and his family, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the House of Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Chad, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Ghana, Burkina Faso, and Mali.